I want to go back now to thinking about the future. Yes, please, if I can have the laptop on, that would be great. And as I've been thinking about the new search centre and what it's going to be used for, have we had a crash at the back? We might have done. Yeah, we're back on. I've turned and I've been thinking about three particular Bible stories. Okay, and I thought we'd just spice this up with a quiz. There is a prize. Okay, so I'm going to show you a picture at each story, and the first person to put their hand up can tell me the answer to this question. Who does Jesus meet in these different places? Because I've been thinking about stories in which Jesus meets people sometimes in the most surprising places. So, are you ready? Okay, you can respond. It can be interactive. Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, fantastic. Okay, so who does Jesus meet? I'm looking for hands. Here. Jess. No, not quite. Ben, you had your hand up. Who is that? Who is it, Ben? A what? Okay, I see you're having a little bit of help from your mum. We might come back later. Yes, Cameron. It's the Samaritan woman. Very well done. Do you like, that's a little round of applause there for Cameron. Do you like magic stars? Can you catch? Okay, there we are. Whoa, great catch. Well done. Okay, so this is how the story goes. You know it. Jesus meets a woman at a well. The last thing she expects at midday in the heat of Samaria is to see a Jewish man sitting at the well. And he talks to her, which really shouldn't happen. And they have a conversation. And Jesus says, could you give me a drink? She says, me give you a drink? And after a bit of time chatting, Jesus says this amazing thing to the woman. Everyone who drinks this water in the well will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Jesus says to the woman, I've got something much more refreshing than water for you. I can offer you eternal life. Life, as he put it somewhere else, in all its fullness. The woman rushes back to her village and says, come and meet the man who told me everything I ever did. And as a result of Jesus meeting with that woman, the whole village at the end of that story say, we have met him and we know he really is the savior of the world. Isn't that amazing? What a brilliant story. Jesus at the well offers life. Life beyond the grave, but also life in all its fullness today when we put our trust in him. That's the first story I was thinking about. The second story, just to whet your appetite, I was thinking of, I can see someone at the back, is that. Anybody know? Who did Jesus meet there? Yes. Zacchaeus, well done. Round of applause there. Oh, your sister tried to take them. Round of applause, fantastic, for Rosie. You know the story of Zacchaeus, don't you? Another unexpected meeting with Jesus. Jesus is going through Jericho. Zacchaeus, who is very short, thinks, I'm never going to see him because nobody will let me through the crowd because they all hate me. Why do they hate me, says Zacchaeus? Well, because I do steal their money. I'm supposed to give it all to Rome, but I keep quite a lot for myself. And they don't really like that. But Zacchaeus is so keen to see Jesus, he climbs a sycamore fig tree and looks down. And you know, I know, most of you know this story. It's an amazing story. Jesus looks up and he says, Zacchaeus, I must come to your house to eat with you today. And Zacchaeus and Jesus go and have some supper together. And as a result of Zacchaeus meeting Jesus, everything changes. He says, from now on, I'm going to give away half of everything I own. And if I've cheated anybody, I'll give them even more back. What makes the difference to Zacchaeus in that story is Jesus' unconditional love. Jesus doesn't say to Zacchaeus, come down and mend your ways, and then I'll have dinner. No, he says, Zacchaeus, I want to come and have dinner with you. And do you know, Jesus says exactly the same to every one of us today. He says, I love you. I want to eat with you. And as we get to know Jesus and his unconditional love, love that never runs out, that never gets exasperated, that never gives up, so we find our lives transformed. Okay, ready for the last story? I only have one more packet of magic stars. Probably ought to go to someone in here, but I won't be biased. We'll see if there's any hands up here. Are you ready? Oh, yes. Ellen.
No, I'm thinking,
oh,
no.
Lazarus.
Lazarus.
The paralyzed man. Well done. Big round of applause there for the White family. That was a family affair. Well done. And I don't know how many of you, most of you, again, might well know this story. It's in Mark chapter 2. And four friends bring a friend to Jesus who's paralyzed. He can't walk. He's on his mat. And they can't get to him because there's so many crowds. So they lower him through the roof. And this is how the story, we've seen it like this before, but this is one of my favorite tellings of this story done in Lego. There's some sound for this. Okay, just watch how the story progresses. Isn't that fantastic? And Jesus brings that man two things. The most important thing he brings him is forgiveness. He says, your sins are forgiven. You don't need to live in shame or pain or fear or guilt anymore. And then he brings him healing. He says, to prove that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, get up, take up your mat, and walk. What's all that got to do with our new church centre? Well, on the front of our new church centre, as we'll see in a moment, it says St. Mary's Church Centre. But behind that name, I would love our centre to have another name. I would love our centre to be known in our community as a Jesus meeting place. A bit like that well, a bit like the house, a bit like the tree. And I would love us to be praying for those that will come to our center in the years ahead, that they might know life in all its fullness, that they might know the unconditional love of Jesus, that they might know his forgiveness as we know it, and that they might know his healing of body and mind and spirit. And I would love us, just for a moment, we won't take quite as long over this, to pray using our yellow sheets for people who will come into our center in the next 50 to 100 years. Again, if you draw your foot, and then you can go straight on to writing a please prayer, asking God to use the new center to bring healing and forgiveness and hope and life and love. So off you go. Draw the other foot if you like, if you can remember which one you drew last time. Fantastic. If you have got your please prayer and you want to hold it in the air, and I will say a please prayer for on behalf of all of us. Carry on writing if you haven't finished. But if you finished it, oh, no, that was right. It should be the yellow one, shouldn't it? Sorry. There's me getting muddled. And let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for those stories that we've just remembered. We thank you that you bring life and love. and forgiveness and healing. And we pray that that new center might be for thousands of people a Jesus meeting place where they find new life in him. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.